Now, we come to 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And we have come now to the second division that we have in this epistle. We have here the motive and method of a true witness for Christ in the first 6 verses. We are looking in chapter 2 at the coming of Christ is a working hope. Now, this is the rapture of the church. The coming of Christ for his church is not a doctrine to argue about. It's a doctrine to live. And unfortunately, we have many today that believe Christ is coming after the tribulation. There are those who believe he's coming before. Some believe he's coming during it. And then there's some believe he's not coming at all. And yet they say they trust him as Savior. Well, for all groups, the important thing is, how does your interpretation affect your life? Does it do anything for you? And I don't care what view you hold. If it doesn't do something for you, you probably ought to change it and get one that will help you and something that will motivate you. And so you have here motive and method of a true witness for Christ. Now let me read here. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. Now that word in vain means empty. It means without results. Paul said, when we came to you, it was not just some theoretical proposition we put to you. We didn't come and declare you something that was new and novel and something that actually didn't really affect you at all. We just entertained you there for a few days and left. No, it wasn't in vain. It wasn't empty. When Paul came to Thessalonica, it rocked a great many folk, and it brought many people to a saving knowledge of Christ, and it brought into existence a church. So that he's talking about something here that's not a philosophy, it's not a theory, but something that worked in Thessalonica. And if you walk down the streets of that city today, it's changed a great deal since Paul's day, but it's still in existence. The gospel walked down the streets of that city one time, and it was something that got into the hearts and into the homes and into the lives of men and women.